Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkey's coup failed. The rebels wanted to preserve a secular Turkey. But now, President Erdogan's widening the purge to take care of enemies, while he's also taking steps to secure more power. International Needs' Rodi Rodehaver explains.
There's the belief that he wants to establish his own caliphate with himself as the leader of that. All of these things touch on freedoms that the people in Turkey enjoyed. And of course, as these things diminish, it will not be surprising that religious freedom also becomes diminished.
The events of the last few days will create a need to reevaluate the ministry's strategy going forward based on the situation on the ground. So would you pray for wisdom? And it's always encouraging to see the impact that God's word can have on non-believers. In China, it's changing lives. Christian Resources International recently shipped $500,000 worth of Bibles and Christian books to be distributed there for free. CRI's Jason Wolford.
One of the biggest things there is women who are not treated very well there. We're excited that we have a big women's ministry there where these women are getting God's word. They're reading their worth through the eyes of our Lord and Savior and our Father and the Holy Spirit, and they're just on fire for the Lord. And so we're so excited about that.
Want to know how you can get involved? CRI asks that you donate your old Bibles and Christian books to be shipped around the world. You can learn more through the highlighted link in our web story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for a world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.